Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Donald Glover, and you won't believe what this one asked for.
And what 80s icon turned down Patrick Swayze's role in Ghost?
Ooh, plus Robin Thicke's trying to get even thicker.
Ooh, sounds good to me. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, Headcrack, what's up first?
All right, so everybody knows that there's a lot of ladies in Nick Cannon's life, and he has kids with about half a dozen women. But he recently opened up about the one that got away.
Ooh.
And believe it or not, it's his Masked Singer co-star, Nicole Scherzinger.
Wow.
Now, on the Jason Lee Show, Nick shared what he did to try to win her over. Now, Nick said, I was so in love with Nicole. That's probably the only woman I've ever chased. I gave her a custom Bible because she's very spiritual and super into Christianity. And she was like, I'm not messing with you. You toxic.
He definitely chased my friend.
Absolutely.
But that's okay, yeah. I was there at the house. I was an eyewitness.
What was the thing that won it over?
I don't know, but he definitely chased her. I think he bought her a Bible, too.
No, wait, that's what I was going to ask.
A Bible?
Mm-hmm. Man, they might have had a sale on Bibles.
Here out here passing out Bibles and babies.
But that's kind of telling me why now, that's why Nicole is on that show. He put on that show because he probably really wanted to be with her.
He didn't put her on
no,
that
No, he don't
show.
Run that show.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Well, he probably suggested, because, I mean, why would she be on the show if he didn't?
Because she's a singer.
She was kind of popping.
Oh, well, hell, Tamar's a singer. She ain't on it.
No, I don't think he had nothing to do with that.
Because I'm on Dish Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I don't think he had nothing to do with that.
Really?
Yeah.
A Bible.
That's the thing about Nick is, like, when he talks about what he did to pursue women, that's, like, he's got all these baby mamas just like, oh, he did, oh, the Bible move? Does, like, do they talk about this? Is that old game now?
I feel like there's a secret group chat. And maybe they're not all on it, but, like, maybe 2 out of 6, you know what I'm saying? They be comparing notes and whatnot.
I'm right there with you.
But, damn. Yeah, I mean, but the crazy thing is, like, you know, you can't hit a home run every time. And it is interesting to see that my man does occasionally strike out.
Nicole wasn't trying to have her buttons loosened up.
Absolutely not.
Okay, guys, speaking of hookups that never happened, Donald Glover, a.k.a. the Childish Gambino, once got a request that wasn't so childish. Y'all know he's one of the creators of the show Swarm, about an obsessed fan. Well, he had a real-life experience of his own where a fan went a little too far.
Oh.
He shared that a guy once tried to get him to hook up with his lady.
Bye.
Donald said, there was once, after a show, a guy asked me to sleep with his girlfriend. I was busy. I was like, I don't know if this is a good idea.
What?
I was busy.
Yeah,
I was a little busy tonight. I can't come over and hook up with your girlfriend.
Wow.
But, you know, that's the new thing, though. A lot of people are doing it. This is nothing new here.
Yeah, I mean, and nothing surprises me about Donald.
Thank you. Know. Exactly.
He wears dresses and nail polish.
Exactly.
Stuff. Like, they do what they want
to
do.
And the guy probably wanted to watch the guy, Donald, and his wife, because he probably wanted to be with Donald.
Okay.
So, and that's how they flip it, though.
But, Tanner, could you do that?
Could I
offer up your girlfriend?
No, I'm not like, no, probably not, no.
You couldn't?
No.
Why not?
Why are you looking at me like
that? I'm just asking.
No, what? Like, to me,
you went to a Justin Bieber concert.
I'm like, yo, Mr. Bieber, if you don't mind, my girlfriend here is a big fan.
And she was smoking hot.
Oh, my girlfriend's smoking hot?
Yeah, she told you she wanted it to happen.
And I got
to
watch Justin Bieber hook up with my girl?
Would you let that happen?
No, I don't.
Just to please your girlfriend?
You turn it red, Tanner. I think it would be nice.
Yeah, a little pinker than your shirt.
Right? What if it wasn't Justin Bieber, it was Janelle Monáe? Like, if Janelle Monáe wanted to hook up with your girl, would you let her?
Okay, now that's a different... That's a different... We're just talking about Janelle.
We're talking
music video.
Right.
All right, Tanner and HK, listen up. Mm-hmm. This one's for you. Sigourney Weaver is dishing on women putting their hands up her dress.
Oh.
No, 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 not like that. Here's what happened.
Okay.
At this year's Oscars, Sigourney was backstage with Nicole Kidman and her Avatar co-star, Zoe Saldana, and she was about to go out to present an award. Then she realized the lining of her dress had gotten stuck around her hips when she went to the restroom. She said, I turned to Nicole, who I don't really know at all, and Zoe, and I said, girls, I need help. The lining is stuck. And without a word, they dropped down to the ground and reached up inside my dress and wrestled this lining down just in time for me to walk on stage. It was such a sisterly moment I'll never forget.
Oh, I love it. I think it's teamwork makes the dream work, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Those are friends right there.
They understood what was going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't let Sigourney Weaver go out bad like that.
Right. This was awesome.
Especially when it be like the older people. Like, it's a little bit more embarrassing when somebody who, like, is, you know, been in the game for a long time has a wardrobe malfunction that could have been easily prevented.
Okay.
So think about this, though, Tanner. If there's something that head cracking needed, like maybe he had a wedgie or something and needed help pull out, could you help me pull it out before you go on stage?
No, I'm not pulling out head cracks wedgie. I'm not pulling out your wedgie. But, like, if there was a scenario where I noticed something egregious like that, I am going to tap someone on the shoulder and be like, hey, I think you got a little scenario you need to, like,
look at. Wedgie,
but that's nice.
Yeah. I'm not gonna leave you hanging.
I'm gonna let you get it yourself.
Yeah. You get it.
I'm not helping. You gotta help you. Oh, teamwork make the dream work. Didn't we just say that?
Yeah.
I could probably get my own wedgie out. Yeah. I wouldn't need him to remove it.
Yeah. Well, but if you had your hands full with your award, you were coming off the stage.
If he's got his hands full of award, I say, sorry, head crack, you're about to show your ass.
You ass out.
That's crazy.
All right, y'all. I'm sure if Michael J. Fox could go back to the future on this one and change some things, he would. The actor recently admitted to turning down the role of Sam Wheat in Ghost, played by the late, great Patrick Swayze. Oh. Now, this is around the time he was riding high from all the success from Back to the Future, and Michael just didn't see the full potential in the film. He said, I didn't see how it would work. It shows I can be an idiot, too. And you guys know Ghost, as we all know, was huge, huge out of the budget of slightly less than $24 million. Mm-hmm. It ended up grossing over $500 million.
Wow. I think he made the right call.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know if that movie would have had the same impact if it was Michael J. Fox. That was supposed to be Patrick Swayze's joint. Yeah.
Swayze has the swag, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like Michael J. Fox is way shorter than Demi Moore. Like, the chemistry wouldn't have been, like, as what it was with Swayze in that joint.
You know, vice versa. I don't know that I could have seen Patrick Swayze in Back to the Future.
No.
Like, that's like, Swayze's too good.
No.
He's too cool. Yeah. Too attractive.
Yeah.
Unless it was, like, some ass kicking going on in Back to the Future, because, like, yo, Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, you know, like, iconic, man.
Yeah, the cooler, man. He's gonna mess him up.
He could have played Biff.
He could have played Biff.
Yo, Swayze would have been, especially, like, if you remember from The Outsiders when he was, like, with the greasers and whatnot.
Yeah. Yes, The Outsiders.
So, Brett, any opportunities you wish you would have jumped on?
Huh?
You ever, like turn anything down?
Like, and then maybe wish you performing wish you with Janet Jackson or something?
No.
Girl is crazy, dog.
I think I took advantage of all my opportunities.
I know that's right.
HK or Tamar, is there anything that you ever said no to that you wish you would have said yes to in retrospect?
Not me. I don't turn anything down but my collar. All right, y'all. Robin Thicke says he always wanted to be a little bit more melanated.
Okay.
Yes, y'all. During a recent interview, he broke down his love for the culture and claims it's inherited. Listen to this.
I've always wanted to be a part of black culture. I have a joke that my grandfather was a jazz trumpet player. His father was a jazz trumpet player. My mom sang black music. My dad worked with Richard Pryor. So, like, for me, I think my family's been trying to be black for a long time.
You like the Kardashians in here.
Shocker, huh?
Alan Thicke worked with Richard Pryor?
You could tell Alan Thicke had soul when he was watching Growing Pains and some of the other game shows he used to be on.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I wanted the daddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, dear God.
He was super cool.
He was so fine.
You wanted some of those Growing Pains?
I wanted to grow in pain.
Groin pain.
So you ever had another culture y'all identified with? I
mean, the Puerto Ricans.
The Puerto Ricans.
Definitely. Like, if something happened and I had to get traded to another delegation, the Puerto Ricans.
Okay, I can see that.
¿Qué pasa?
Definitely Anglo.
Really?
The Anglos?
Oh, what about you, Tanner? Mexican?
Oh, my gosh. I do love Mexican culture. I really do. Man, everything. Have you ever been to a Mexican restaurant and the music hasn't been happy? It's like, come on.
That's true.
It's always a time,
isn't it? It's given Disneyland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every
time.
Every time you go.
Brad.
No comment.
Up next, Jeremy Strong says his daddy saved his life. Oh, it just reminds me of how protective I am of little Leroy. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Succession star Jeremy Strong plays Kendall Roy on the show, a man whose relationship with his father, Logan Roy, is estranged. But good thing that's in the show and not in real life, because in a recent interview, Jeremy shared that when he was 8 years old, he and his father were walking to a park in his neighborhood when a car going about 40 ran the light and was headed right to them with no signs of stopping, and then his father did this. Take a look.
Car coming like 40 miles an hour that wasn't slowing down for the traffic light. So he picked me up and he threw me out of the way.
Oh, really?
And he got hit by the car, broke all the bones in both of his legs.
Your dad?
Saved my life.
He must have been the only child.
can't let, what? You weren't saving others too?
No, I was saving the other kids, but I'm just saying, when it's your only child, then you really gonna go for the gusto and make sure that kid is okay, man. Good for him, though. Yeah. And he made something out of himself, too, because it's one thing if, like, you know, like, if your legs is bad now and, like, you know, you ended up in jail, but, like, yo, dude's on a really popular show. He's out there killing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but would y'all jump in front of a moving car, a bullet for your child? I mean,
yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Really? I would do that for my nieces. Yeah.
Twice on a Friday.
But you're not jumping in front of
no.
Yo, this already lets us know.
To get killed? For me to be killed? And then they still walking around here living and messing up their lives? No.
Would you give a good push to help them get out of the way, though? Like
well,
a big...
Well, yeah, I would probably push them, yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to jump in front of them.
Not even a strong hey lookout?
Well, I'm not jumping in front of them. Like, girl, move, honey, that car coming. You shouldn't have walked in the street. I mean,
you say either way, they're going to be jacked up.
Wow.
Traumatic or dang. Okay. All right, well, moving on. Lil Wayne has been keeping a healthy diet for over 20 years, y'all. Yeah, so Wayne explained in an IG Live recently that he hasn't eaten fast food in decades.
Wow.
Y'all remember we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
He claims he doesn't even know what McDonald's smells like. Oh. I believe that to be a lie. But despite touring and being on the road for long periods of time, Mr. Weezy prefers to have freshly cooked meals. Take a look.
We had pulled over to eat. And you know I don't eat fast food, so we pulled over to cook. So we got to watch the car. We got stuff into the cart, so we cook. We cook. See? We pause over and we cook. So eat healthy, young men, young women.
You know, it ain't tricking if you got it, but right. Even if you drive past the McDonald's, mm-hmm. you're gonna smell the effervescent fragrance
you
of
are.
Fries
yes.
coming out of the chimney.
You are.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand how he doesn't even know what it smells
yes.
like.
And I don't care what anybody says, you do crave Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, period.
On a Sunday,
when it's not
period.
Open. Yeah.
But everybody want it.
If you have a private chef cooking you meals all the time, are you ever even thinking about fast food, though?
I am.
I wouldn't.
I still want it.
Really?
You I do.
You want that injection. I know I will just want a little grease every now and then.
Could you get your chef to cook you something like that?
Yeah, but still, it's just not like... But if I was the winner, I'd rather have an esthetician than a damn cook. So that's
really?
Just me. Yeah.
At home every day?
Yeah.
To pick at your skin?
Oh.
That child is crazy.
Gary, what make you better on dish? Fast food or eating healthy?
Fast food.
Yeah, we know that because the way your beeper beep from your sugar that beep.
Oh, that's it, man. I know you did.
Probably y'all at Wayne's Chef.
Right.
Sometimes Gary's got that Doritos breakfast, you
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Or them Reese's Pieces.
The Reese's
that thing
pieces.
Go off like a Skyway two-way page.
Food is food, honey. I promise y'all food is food.
You catch Gary with a little bag of chips, he's about to light us all up.
Up next, did Instagram cost Elle Fanning a role in a major film franchise? We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
All right. Elle Fanning is a pretty successful actress, starring in shows like The Great and movies like Maleficent, but you'll never believe why she was turned down from landing a role in a Marvel franchise.
Mm.
Check this out, you guys.
Mm. I didn't get a part once for something big.
Okay.
Because... And hey, it might not have just been this reason, but this was the feedback that I heard was because I didn't have enough Instagram followers at the time.
Not enough followers. That's not enough IG followers.
That's the new thing. I have a coworker that applied for a job. She didn't have enough followers, so they didn't hire.
Really?
Because it's her social media.
How many followers do they want you to have?
They want you to have enough because, honey, everything nice about social media.
And the crazy thing is, like, you could buy followers.
Yeah.
And just because you have a bunch of followers don't mean that they're always going to be active and engaged in what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, then, like, a lot of social media platforms stifle the amount of things that they allow your followers to see because they want you to pay for promotion and the ads and whatnot.
Yeah, your views are very, very telling of who which swiped the followers and who actually got the followers.
Right,
you got 10 million followers and
2 likes.
Yeah, 10,000 likes. Like, the math ain't mathing, baby.
Right. Yeah. Right. 9.8 million people hated what you had to say.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever felt like social media or something you did on social media kept you from being great?
Why are you shaking your head?
I feel like I've been in social media anonymous for a very long time. Like, I keep having to go back for help.
Yeah, really?
Rehab.
Rehab, sis.
Damn.
Yeah. Get somebody else to do it. Not me.
Now, Megan Fox, she out here, and she's been known as one of the baddest actresses in the game for years. Mm-hmm. And she's been on magazine covers like Sports Illustrated, GQ, Maxim Magazine. And more than likely, she's graced the walls of a lot of teenage boys' bedrooms.
Absolutely.
Might be the reason some of y'all are strong. However, despite all the attention she gets for her obvious good looks, she claims that she don't see it. Mm. Now, Megan reveals that she's still struggling to love her body and said, I have body dysmorphia. I don't ever see myself the way other people see me.
I feel her pain. Yeah. I have it too.
But I think that's what keeps you in shape. The fact that you feel like you never where you're supposed to be, so you keep pushing yourself to do things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you can be like, I made it. Then you get fat.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think anyone's ever completely happy with how they look.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe for brief moments in time, which, like, hopefully, but, like, there's never been a time where I've been like, I look exactly how I want to look.
I've had, like, 4 days in my life where I felt that way.
About four. I was say a couple hours, I'm like, yes, girl.
And then other days where I want to go to the deli and just throw my body on top of a meat slicer.
Yeah.
Just trim a little off the side, you know what I mean?
Just keep it going. We already there. Just tip the scale, child.
We are our own worst critics, though.
True story.
Exactly, yeah.
Gary, we've seen you in, like, thongs and all kinds of, like, different little outfits and everything. How do you maintain your body positivity?
Because I'm confident. I'm not insecure with myself. Mm-hmm. Because I know there's another fat queen out there just as big as me. So, honey, why the hell should I be worried, honey? So, baby, hey, you got to feel proud and happy with your body. You know?
I admire people like you because I do not feel confident with my stomach sitting on my lap
what?
At all.
Why feel confident with my stomach sitting on my lap?
And you could always lift that girl up and let them come in. So.
Wait, what?
Without having to do a damn thing.
Who are they hiring?
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for Dish Nation. Our last story of the day. So a British IT worker named Ian Clifford recently sued IBM for not increasing his salary while he's been on sick leave for, wait for it, 15 years,
what?
Y'all. Mm-mm. Man, Ian worked with IBM from 2000 to 2008. Then in 2008, he was on a mental health leave. And then in 2012, he was diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia. Now, since leaving in 2008, he was still getting paid his salary from when he left, but decided to sue for disability discrimination because IBM hasn't reviewed his pay since 2013. The judge denied his claim and pretty much told Mr. Clifford that he should be happy with what he was receiving because it's a very substantial benefit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
This dude is like the Ferris Bueller of working.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, all you had to do is just shut up and just
one
keep
job.
Collecting the money.
Just keep collecting your money.
I am real sorry that you had stage 4 leukemia. Like, that's real bad.
But why
that's
would you bad. Sue if you was getting money you wouldn't even
because he can. Yeah. There's no way in hell Leroy could have done that. No way.
Yeah, that's true.
No way.
This is very Caucasian.
It's very Thomish.
Yeah.
And how much work can you truly do if you're not working? So, like, usually you get a raise for job performance.
Hello.
You literally have not been performing at your job. And this is before people went virtual.
Yeah.
Child.
Yeah, I bet you every slacker and scammer across the globe is trying to apply for a job right now, IBM.
Absolutely.
Hell, I'm going to call him and I'll do it here on Dish Nation. Hell, see what I can do here.
No, because you know they're going to step it up now that he's gotten away with it. They're checking.
Yeah.
They're checking now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.